18. Mind going blank, brain freeze. Dialogue 1. Hey Tom, are you busy? Can you spare a minute to help me with something?
No, I'm not busy. I have a little time right now. What can I do for you?
I am meeting this afternoon to start negotiations for our merger project. I was hoping you would help me go through a few things ahead of time.
What, you mean brainstorming?
No, I was hoping you'd help me run through things. I'm a little nervous, and I'm afraid I might forget something important. You just be Mr. Patton, and I'll try running over my opening points with you, okay?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, well, Mr. Patton, here is our report for our merger project. As you can see from the chart, we are looking for an equal distribution of workers from your office and our office. Dialogue 2. I'm so stupid. I can't believe I didn't stand up to the claim that the team from Nelco made about the rate of interest for our merger project. I totally forgot about the report you found from the Independent Tax Council. If I'd only remembered to bring it up at the time, things would have gone so much better yesterday.
Don't be so hard on yourself. With all the data you're managing on this project, it's not too surprising that you forgot some of the details. You're not a computer, you know. No one expects you to have perfect recall at all times.
I know. It just bothers me that Nelco was able to pull that one over on us.
You've got to look at things long term. Even though we lost on that point, we were still able to hammer out a deal that works for both of us. If it weren't favorable to us, we wouldn't have agreed on the project. We're just talking about one little concession here.
Yeah, I guess you're right. In the long run, I guess it doesn't impact us too much.
That's right. After all, even though you might have had a brain freeze on that one issue, we still ended up with an agreement that beats our BATNA by a long shot. We should be congratulating ourselves.